Are you talking about the gold standard?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I can't have this conversation.
So
can you play that? Can you play Fantasy
World? No, you can't call because for it.
If he's talking about the gold standard, that is adorable.
Oh, wait, I got a better one. That's so adorable. Wait, so what, you want all banking to be backed by the gold standard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
keep just, it going.
Yeah, keep it going.
Because that's really fun.
Keep going so Brian can hear what laughter sounds like. He hasn't heard it in a while.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters.
Chomping at the bit.
Welcome to Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters, aka
Get It Over.
Highway to the danger zone.
Let's go, dude.
For the kind words.
Get in here.
The feedback in the comment section. Nothing but love. If you're watching for the first time, please make sure to hit the subscribe button. Join us as we build this thing. And I want to start off by saying that I saw the Crowder video where you guys were all walking cool. It was a cool video.
Pretty cool, right?
It was a pretty cool video.
I'm psyched.
Oh, I swore. Sorry. It was a cool one. It was a cool video. And by the way, Crowder is totally right about the fact that their YouTube content is getting cleaner than talk radio on FM. He's totally right.
Yep, he is. That's why I went over to Rumble.
Yeah.
God bless Rumble.
I mean, he crushed it over there.
Oh,
good
yeah.
to see that.
Killing
Couldn't
it.
Bring a better guest on than Alex Jones.
Oh, my God, twice in the chair.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Now, where's he out of? Dallas?
Yeah. That's where I fly to. Can't stop, won't stop, guys. Let's chat. What is the first subject? Because I want to get into
it. Well, where are you going to be?
I don't even care where I'm going
to
be.
Oh, all damn. Right?
Go to BrianKellen.com. All right? Just go to BrianKellen.com.
Just go to BrianKellen.com.
I want to get to the stories. I'm going to be all over the place.
That's my spiritual show. Dude, I love your website. So, like, cool.
Yeah. You want me to help? You want me to
No,
help somebody?
I like mine.
Can all you just right. say, like, one or two dates so we can
Can
move
you just
on?
Say
yeah,
some dates?
Yeah, Helium, Portland. Oregon, Helium. I don't know about Magoobies yet. I may not be doing it. I'm
oh,
sure.
snaps.
Yeah, I have some conflicts.
Hi, Sam Tripoli here. I have some dates. I wish I had more dates. I'm working on that. Toronto, Yuma this Friday.
Damn, you're going to Toronto.
Toronto, what?
It's in the past. We're in like a Christopher Nolan movie.
Oh, right yeah. Now. Last night was great, Yuma.
Yeah.
It was a lot of great. In Toronto.
Toronto.
Oh, April 11th, double feature, Comedy Chaos Live, the Comedy Store. Trying to work on getting more shows there. And then San Diego. And I must start putting together tours. Daddy's going to start going gorilla on some people. And just start doing these shows where Daddy brings Crush Fest to the people. All right, enough. So you're biting at the bit.
I'm chomping at the bit because I want to know what you have to say about
Hold on, we have a rule that he's not allowed to start the show
all
off.
Right, I'm sorry.
Because we get into some stuff and then we're screaming at each other. When Dylan's worked very hard to choreograph a whole playbook of stories.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Oh.
These AI pictures.
Dude, I wanted to see if he could.
No, my bad.
I've been following this. They're not doing a perp walk with Donald Trump.
And
we should talk about this.
I would love to. So by the time this comes out, we don't know. Maybe he had been arrested. They say it's probably not going to happen until next week if it happens. I would love to hear Brian Callen's take on this so I can tell you where you're wrong.
So the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, was put in place by George Soros. So let's just call him a Soros DA. He is known for not prosecuting any misdemeanors. He is, there are, I mean, crime in New York City, you know, one of the things that, that criminologists figured out was that quality of life crime. So when you piss on the sidewalk, when you break a window, when you graffiti things, typically that's behavior done by somebody who also does other things that can be bigger.
Right.
And so Giuliani and I can't remember the other, the police chief, when they saw that data, they said, let's crack down on people jumping turnstiles and everything else. Crime went to practically zero in New York City. It was astonishing. To the point, everybody should know, this is in the early 2000s, late 90s. You as a comic used to always have a bunch of your jokes about how dangerous New York City was.
Yeah.
In 2 years, and I'm not kidding, it just, those jokes didn't land. And I remember they came out with this stat about New York City being one of the safest cities in the world. You have to understand, as somebody from New York, as somebody, my mother was born and raised in New York City. So in Brooklyn, but my grandfather worked in the city. My grandfather had his warehouses in Tribeca. I have roots that go back there. My family, part of my family had a building that they owned in Little Italy. You know, so I know New York. My
You're
grandparents
from the
grew up there. Obviously I have an edge, and you guys feel that even through the camera.
I'm surprised you don't wear an eye patch and try to escape from New York. You're so New York.
Well, I wear my eye patch on the inside of my
perfect,
eye.
Perfect,
on the
perfect,
inside of my eye.
Perfect.
But like I wear my tattoos on the inside of
my
eye.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay,
I
my
like
war
that.
Tattoos
I like
on
that.
The
I
inside,
like
right?
Like
you know how the Maori and the Samoans get their face tattooed?
You know what you should do? Mm. You should get a tattoo on your beehole of a better beehole. Because you've been taking it so badly on the show.
Super good idea, actually.
Yeah.
All torn up.
Sam, you have to be respectful, all right?
Okay, all right, go on.
The point is, New York City is now, I was just there, it is not safe the way it was. It has really taken a fall. People can blame COVID. But that's not who to blame. It's DAs
it's
and
Marxism.
It's a philosophy. It's the philosophy that George Soros pushes.
Yes.
And people like Alvin Bragg. Now, Alvin Bragg is known for not prosecuting crimes.
Anything.
Right. But all of a sudden, he's bringing charges against
Donald
Trump. Well,
can we get into this? I mean, like, when you really take a look at this stuff with this Marx stuff, I don't care what they say. You had your chance. You literally had your chance. You were able, thanks to institutions, corporations were allowed to implement your beliefs on how crime should be treated, how human beings should be treated, how classes should be treated. And guess what? Horrible results.
Yeah.
You've had your chance.
That's right.
It did not, does not work out.
That's right.
What you're trying to do, unless your goal. Hold on. How is that fantasy land?
Well, I just think you're both in fantasy land a little bit.
Why?
I feel like you've been kind of foie gras fed this talking point like you're two geese, you know? Like, do you want to see I guess, would the 26th most dangerous city in the country be ridiculously unsafe? Because that's what New York is. It's not in the top 10. Like, Indiana has four cities that are more dangerous than New York. So I feel like you guys have your beaks just kind of, like, wedged
open. No, that's not what we're doing at all.
Hold on, that's not what we're doing.
You know what you're saying, bro? You're like, oh, you got punched in the face. That's not as bad as getting stabbed.
I am
right?
So...
It's like, it's this, they're both awful.
You're out
what
of line.
Talking about?
You're out of line.
Oh, my God, New York's not that bad. It's not as bad as Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you talking
you're
about?
You're out of line.
Like, that's the most ridiculous thing. Let's go to Portland and have fun.
Where'd you get that stat? From liberalsrus.com?
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, fucking wood eater.
World Population Review.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a Marxist organization if I ever heard
of
one.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So, bro, so Dylan, you're saying right now is that the pushing of Marxism in these world-class cities.
Okay, now hold on.
Things are working out.
Wait, let me finish.
No, shut up. Is that what you're telling me?
Look, Dylan has a point.
That New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles are doing well.
Look, Dylan has a point. He has a point.
What do you mean?
We are being a bit foie gras about this.
By the way, I love the term old head. It's my favorite slur, and I'll wear it.
I'm an old head.
I love old head, dude. I have an old head. They keep trying to come up with slurs for white guys, and they just keep... It's so... Like, dude, I love white head. Hey, white old head. Yeah, I'm old head.
I look at myself, and I go, wow, I don't know. I don't remember when that happened.
It just happens, bro.
It just happens. Okay.
You can't be the belle of the ball forever, bro.
Here's my thing about what they're doing.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah. Before we get into that,
yeah.
Are you telling me that San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and L.A. haven't gotten incredibly more dangerous over the last 10
years? George Soros is the enemy of America. Years? I think George Soros is the enemy.
Let's address what this Forest Ferry over here has to say.
Well, I mean, it's a 300-square-mile city with 8 million people, so it would make sense that it's, you know, kind of high in crime.
Yeah, right. But we're talking about what he was going from to what we're going on.
Dylan.
By the way, I can't wait till Dylan gets mugged and he comes in here with a mega hat on, waving his flags, shooting his guns.
Well, he's half that guy anyway, because that's his wood gypsy. Half. But Dylan, I'm saying that quality of life is not what it used to be in New York City. If you don't mind.
San Francisco, is it doing well, Dylan?
Yeah. May
is
I
San
continue?
Francisco doing
there
well?
There are open air drug markets, you son of a bitch.
Not okay, so show. Please stop.
Why don't you go get a tattoo of George Soros on your back, okay? Because he owns you. All right? Yeah, there it is.
No, get over your nipple, bro.
All right. Now may I continue?
Please go on.
God. What I'm saying is that this is a very, very, first of all, this case is weak. And the reason this case is weak is because there's no law against paying hush money.
The case is weak because she admitted it didn't happen.
There's no law against hush money. Second of all, they're trying to say, oh, this is a campaign finance violation because you took money, siphoned it through your lawyer and gave it to Stormy Daniels. That is such a stretch. Now, it's very interesting that Alvin Bragg, who is as left-wing as it gets, is now part of this machine that wants to take Donald Trump and give him the perp walk. What the strategy is a good one by people who don't like Trump. Okay, it's a good one. By the way, if he gets knocked out...
Is it, Brian?
Well, if he gets out... I'm a DeSantis guy. I'm not a Trump guy.
I like DeSantis.
But let's just
even
say...
Even though he's a Zionist, but go on.
I mean, whatever.
Fascist.
But
what?
Sorry.
What did you...
He's a Christian fascist.
Dude.
No, I'm kidding. Everybody's good. Vote for whoever you want. I got to shut up. It's not my show.
No, I love it.
You're
a fire starter. An evil instigator.
Yeah, you are. Now, back to what I was saying. the strategy is get him indicted, get him in cuffs, and what happens is the 5 million swing voters that matter in these elections go, I'm fatigued with this. I just want that guy out of here because he's just too
Brian,
much trouble.
Are you?
He's correct. Too much trouble.
Just when I thought Dylan was the most
That's what
wrong,
independent voters
he
will
comes
do that.
Here no. And he just saves the day and you look like normal.
It might make him stronger.
It's totally going to make him stronger.
It might make him stronger, but it might also make swing voters go or independents go, I don't want to deal with this circus anymore. I'm going to vote for DeSantis.
I don't see how that happens.
That's the gamble is what I'm saying. I think that's what they're trying to do. But this could be yet another nothing burger like Russian collusion.
Yeah, of course.
Like the whole tax evasion. All these things they try to get them on.
I would like to get into... okay, so are you done
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we could have used some Bilbo Baggins right there.
It's a political job through and through.
100%.
And it's blatant and obvious. And I think there's... I think it could bite the Democrats in the ass.
Well, Brian, I have my own opinion. I believe it's all two wings of one bird. And, you know, you got the guy who on January 6th was like, let's march on the Capitol, everybody. And now all those guys are rotting in jail. Now he's like, go to the streets and protest. You're like, okay, buddy. Like, what are you talking about right here? So my whole opinion is that this is all theater of the stupid. I totally agree with you on DeSantis. DeSantis most likely was involved in torture in Guantanamo. And he's Zionist as fuck. He excuse me, we're out 10 minutes, right? Yep. Okay. You know, he violated our constitutional rights by limiting speech on campuses, which were protesting boycott, divest, sanction. And we've talked about that before.
Well, he also, I think he's got some bad ideas, which is to ban critical race theory from being taught in colleges, right?
Which I'm fine with. I think.
No, you should be able to teach it, though. I mean, all ideas should be out on the table. I would absolutely allow it.
No, Brian, what you should be able to do is take a class in critical race theory. It should not be a part of, there's no reason critical race theory needs to be in math.
It doesn't need to be mandatory.
Or in science. Correct. Or in any of that stuff.
Correct.
You don't need to have, I don't need a gay pride flag in a kindergarten school.
I agree.
I don't need to walk into my kindergarten class and see a symbol of BFing, butt fucking, in the middle of the kindergarten class.
I agree with that.
Okay?
I agree
with that. So in that, listen, and DeSantis, for whatever you want to say, and I think there's a lot going on that he is either being set up to fail or he's just an idiot because all the swamp people are donating a lot of money to him. And with the Republicans, and you can say whatever you want about Republicans, because the Republicans I grew up with, I hated them. And the older I am now, maybe because, you know, you get older, you have kids, you get a little more conservative, you start to see the other side a little bit. But these new Republicans, like not rhinos, but real Republicans, not neocons, but real Republicans, they don't put up with that. Like, they pull their money, their attention, and their support out real quick. ESPN, Disney, all these things are just flailing and failure because they can't get the average Joe and Jane's dollars anymore because they're over the woke shit. So he, you know, the thing that DeSantis is doing that I really like is that he's also now part of all these states that are now going, we're not going to allow the Federal Reserve to set up a Fed digital currency in our state. You're not setting it up. And that to me is, like, you go, if this guy is playing ball with the lizards and maybe there's some chess moves to go, that's a giant pushback. And like places like Florida, Tennessee, I value that because they're totally right about what that digital currency is going to get. So I don't know if you saw this. Can you go on my Twitter real quick? Some comedian in Russia got the head of the IMF. I don't know how you do this. To come on her show, on their show, and basically admit that if you go down a little bit, you go down, keep going down, keep going down, we'll find it. Hopefully it's there. Basically got her to, there it is. Like, it's either that one or you keep going. But she's basically right there admitting that digital currency is their way to keep control, because without it, they're done.
Where do we stand? We central bankers, we have been operating as a monetary anchor in relation to the commercial banks and the private money. If we are not in that game, if we are not involved in experimenting, in innovating in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we have played for many, many decades.
Yeah.
And we have historical examples of period where the central bank monetary anchor was not there, and that precipitated crisis after crisis. That certainly was the case at the time of the free banking.
What she's saying is true.
You're crazy,
you don't
bro.
Know anything about banking.
You're totally
you don't
crazy.
Know a thing
you are
about
crazy,
banking.
Brian.
You actually
you
don't
are
know.
A crazy
this is where
person,
you,
brother.
This is where you literally float
Brian,
off
you
into
are
fantasy
nuts
land.
Human
so let
being.
Me ask you. So Sam, since our economy and the world's economy has been moving at the speed of trillions of dollars for the past 40 years, which allows everybody to buy mortgages and live a high standard of living all over the world.
Yeah.
Since that economy is purring along,
right.
You want to get rid of what? Central banks?
Yeah.
You want to get rid of central banks?
Brian, if
do
I
you know
can
what
do,
central banks do?
Brian,
do you even know what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I do know what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so what do you want? So you want to have banks that are... So where is the regulation with banks? No regulation?
But is there any regulations right now, Brian?
There is regulation right now.
Oh, what's the regulation,
there
Brian?
There are
what
a lot
regulation
of regulations in place.
Right
the
now?
Reason that there are regulations is that when you put your money in a bank, you know And that could be a big bank, Brian, like Bank of America. You know your money is insured. You know your money's insured. Can I get my father on the line?
Brian, I don't want to hear from your lizard father, okay?
My father, I'm calling him.
No, don't I'm call my dad. I cannot do this.
It's not productive.
My dad's been a banker his whole life.
No, yeah, he's part of it.
He's not part of it.
He's totally
He'll tell
part
you why
of it.
Central banks.
Brian, listen to me. Stop. I will not. I will walk out. I will walk out.
Well,
you don't want to walk out.
I can't call a banker.
Potty. I'll go potty.
I
right
can't
now.
Call a banker.
I'll go potty. You cannot call a banker.
But you don't
can't
know.
Call
you don't
father.
Know anything
Here's
about banking.
You can't call family members or Dracula. That's who you
Your
can't
Honor,
call. Okay.
I want to call my daddy. Let me call my daddy. He's a banker, and my daddy knows more than fucking this guy.
Yeah, but the thing is, like,
I can't emotionally fight with a man's father because I love Brian
no,
so much.
You
I
can
never
fight
want
with
to argue
you
with.
You can fight with.
No,
him.
I don't want to.
But
argue
you don't
with
know anything about
I
banking.
I don't want to do that.
You've never read a book on banking. You've watched a couple of videos like this. No. Central bank of bad. Central
Brian,
bank of bad.
Brian.
Yes. Your Honor,
Brian,
I want to call my
Brian,
daddy.
Do you
Brian.
Really think that the banks are regulated, Brian?
Brian.
Yes,
do you
they
really
are.
Believe oh that? Gosh, do you really Brian. Believe that, Brian?
Guys.
Brian.
The banks are regulated. Bad management does some dumb things. The reason that
Brian, but
Silicon
do you understand
Valley
they
bank,
do dumb things because there's no regulation for them to do well, to stop them from doing it?
Well, but there is regulation, and the big banks are way more regulated now, right? Now you get these
Brian.
Small independent banks, Sam, and what they do is they go, we'll fill the void here. And the problem is with these small independent banks, like happens all the time, they start taking shortcuts, the management starts taking shortcuts, money to be made, optimistic human behavior, and all of a sudden they go, you know what? Our collateral is going to be Treasury bonds, U.S. Treasury bonds. All of a sudden interest rates go up. Everybody knows this. Uh-oh, we don't have the collateral. Now everybody does a run on the bank and starts pulling their money out. And that's what happens.
Yeah, but Brian, don't you understand that the system is set up for that to happen? When the Federal Reserve says you can loan out, at one point was $10 for every dollar you have. Now you don't even need that dollar, Brian.
Well,
that's done on purpose.
It's not. That's true that there is a quantitative easing
okay,
and all that
so
is
Brian,
a bad
just
idea.
So you know that the streets are talking, okay? And you know what the streets are saying?
What?
That this whole thing with this SBF, is that what it is? SBF, the banker?
SVB.
SBB, okay?
Yeah.
That this is a move. It was, again, a controlled demolition, okay? So that there's a run. And then you add that, yeah. So what they want to do is all the big banks, okay, want to eat up all the regional banks. So what they're going to do is they're going to cause this run. All they're talking about, you have these people, go get your money out of the bank. Go get your money out of the bank. Go get your money out of the bank.
SVB is the 16th biggest bank in the world. In the country.
Right, Brian, but it's not one of the
big
ones.
It's a huge bank.
And the guys who were running it were part of Lehman's when the Lehman went down in 2008.
Sam, the regional banks are making money. There are a lot of people that make money off the regional banks. It's not that. You're talking about three banks right now that were
what?
That were. You're talking about three banks right now.
Look at his legs; he's
yeah. Oh, that's why I know that you're struggling. We've decided this when you're really trying to just spitball.
Your conspiracy.
You just start
your
molesting
conspiracy that
your legs.
Your conspiracy that the big banks. That the problem actually is this. Here's
Brian,
the problem.
Hey, will you go?
May I present it to you?
He must present.
May I present
okay,
to you
present,
a problem?
Let him present.
I want to present you with a real problem. There are a lot of people that agree with you that regional banks need to be there as a bulwark against these giant banks who become too big to fail, okay? So if a bank's too big to fail and you know you're going to get bailed out, you're going to behave like an asshole, all right? So you've got to make penalties for the management and stuff. Don't take risks. Don't be an idiot. Okay. The problem, unfortunately, and it's a weird problem to have, is that when regional banks are not as regulated, okay, and so they're competitive, they can move quickly, they can adapt. You get these situations where the management makes some optimistic choices based on what they think is going to happen, and then something else happens, like interest rates raise, and all of a sudden all these treasury bonds are low yield bonds. So people get nervous and they pull their money out. What they're worried about in a weird way is that they don't want people to lose confidence in regional banks. So when now that you take
who is they
Well, there are a lot of people who are watching this, who are in the business. These are conservatives. So the problem is that if you make it so that regional banks are not super stable, right, where this kind of thing can happen. So you put your money into a smaller bank and all of a sudden it goes belly up. Okay. And the people who invest in the bank go belly up. Now the problem with that is that people instinctually will say, I'm not going to put my money in that bank. It's too small. I'm going to put my money in Bank of America because I know no matter what, it's going to get bailed out. Yeah, I get my money back. So all of a sudden now, big banks don't need to worry about that. When little banks aren't as regulated and you have these situations like SVB, people get nervous and they run them. They run right to the big banks. So the issue becomes, how do you create a competitive marketplace for regional banks to be viable and not cripple them with the same kinds of crazy regulations that big banks have now since 2009?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense, though?
So what's her name that runs the Federal Reserve?
Janet Yellen.
She was just being, she was on Capitol. She was being interviewed. And this guy from Oklahoma asked her, are the small banks in Oklahoma going to have the same be covered the same way that the big banks are? And she basically said, no, we're not going to cover them. Why? Why is that? And it's because they want them to fail. They want to control all the banks. And what they're going to do is they're going to figure out some way to blame some kind of hack or something on these banks, and that they're going to be like, we have to institute digital currency to control everybody.
Janet Yellen is not a friend of the big banks. It's not like Janet Yellen is pro big bank. Janet Yellen was a motherfucker on the banks. I mean,
what?
Yeah, it's not. What? Janet Yellen is a Biden appointee. Yeah,
what?
Isn't she? Yes. Yeah. Hey, you,
Brian. What are you talking about?
Can you move the fucking bell over to him, please?
Yes. No, I'm not gonna move it over. I'm not moving that bell over.
Damn it,
Janet Yellen. Bell. Wait. Look. The bottom line is, everybody thinks that regional banks are a good idea. But the question is, how do you get people to have confidence in regional banks when they can fail? And you know,
you get confidence in regional banks,
how,
Brian?
How?
You tell them that they're protected like the big banks.
But they are.
Up she to 200, literally just
up
said.
Up to $250,000.
No.
I'll bring it up, but she said that she cannot guarantee that small banks like Farmers and Merchants.
Not
and
right Craig, now, unless you want to pass
why,
a bunch
Brian?
Of laws.
Why?
Do you want to pass a bunch of laws, Sam?
Brian.
Do you
want to
pass a
Brian,
bunch of government
Brian,
regulation?
Brian,
do you?
This bank that failed in Silicon Valley, okay, was ran by the people who torpedoed the first bank run in 2008, right? Not the first, but obviously that one. Then they moved on to this other one in which all these
it's
rich people,
so
Brian, you're saying
dumb things.
No, I'm not, Brian. Listen to me.
They didn't torpedo it on purpose.
No, Brian, first of all, Goldman Sachs did. Okay, that's a fact, Brian. What happened was that they created this real estate portfolio that they knew was going to fail, okay, took insurance out on it, got their own investors to invest in it. It crashed,
yes.
Okay, and then they got insurance on it, all right?
Yes.
And what happened, Brian, was that they were giving out loans to everybody,
yes.
All right, that couldn't cover these loans.
Yes, they were selling them overseas.
This was all done on purpose.
They were selling them overseas, that's right. Because the American housing market.
Give me my bell.
The American housing market.
Give me my
is
bell.
A very stable investment. And
so, Brian. Brian, this bank, okay, this SB whatever bank, right?
SVB. Silicon Valley Bank.
Okay.
You've obviously
SVB.
Followed this very carefully.
No, Brian. Brian, unlike you, I can admit I'm
you
retarded.
Have strong,
okay?
You have strong banking. You have strong opinions about banking and the banking system.
Because I don't know their
and
names.
You don't
I don't
study
even
it.
Know Dylan's last
you don't,
name.
If
okay?
You allow me,
and I love him as friend.
Can
I know
I,
that,
I can enlighten us very quickly.
No,
right
we're
now.
Not talking to your. Your father.
It's been his job. He ran Citibank's investment bank.
Yeah.
My father knows this stuff, and he
okay.
can explain it to
All
us
right,
in
Brian.
A rudimentary
Brian,
way.
Can I,
Your Honor,
listen.
I want to call my
I
daddy.
I do not.
Okay.
I am going to put my
why
foot
can't he
down.
Why won't he let me call my daddy?
I do not want to talk to Brian's family outside of Kid Dynamite, his baby son,
why are you afraid
or
of
his
facts?
Sister?
You're afraid of facts.
Because they're the only ones who have any sanity.
You're afraid of facts.
What if we called Big Mike and asked him if the banks have enough regulation on them?
There you
go. I don't want to do that. I do not enjoy this, Brian.
All right.
I cannot. Right. No.
You
I
can
cannot.
Ask him questions.
Okay. Can I make my point?
Of course.
You've maybe listened to horseshit over here, okay?
Sam, you can ask questions of a real banker.
Brian. So,
it's unbelievable.
So
I have so many people I could call.
SVB, okay, was ran by a bunch of crooks who got slapped on the, who caused chaos last time. They ran under there. All these tech companies ran by these trust fund kids, okay, threw their money in there. All right?
Venture capitalists put their money in
there. The Fed comes in and says, we got you. We're going to cover way beyond the $250,000. You're going to get all your investment back. Rich kids, okay, are getting their money back. Then this lady goes on and goes, oh, if you're in Oklahoma and you have a small bank kind of like SVB, we're not going to cover you. It's completely and utterly rigged. It's completely BS, and it's made to fail because these banks, what they do is they actually put in their budgets that they're going to get bailed out.
Can we call my buddy who is a big fan of yours?
No. We're not calling anybody.
It's
unbelievable. No, because I don't want to.
I have people in the financial system
now, here,
who
Brian,
know these people.
So, Brian, here's what I'm going to say, because
really
I have to be on
here.
Brian's side.
I think it's
Brian,
a reasonable thing, but
everybody wants to get guests, but they want guests from my side because they want to watch you get beat like a pinata, okay? All right? But I'm going to also allow you to bring some of your guests on.
I can do it right now.
Me. No. No.
Why won't he let me call my daddy?
You know what?
I want to call my daddy.
You know what?
Daddy!
Can you play that for him to see whatever that troll say that she's not going to control, not going to pay off Oklahoma?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have an idea. I could call my dad, and I could act like I could give him that theory, and I want to see what he says. Cool?
Nope.
Let me just say, I want to say, you know what's going on right now?
Nope.
The small banks are not being regulated because the big banks want to absorb them. How about I say that?
Nope.
I want to
see
what he says.
Nope. I love Big Mike. I do not want to be on.
But why are you afraid of facts? He's not even a banker anymore. He's just in Utah.
Intimidated.
He's 82 and he's just in Utah. He's not even a banker anymore.
By the way, I did Krav Maga with a 77-year-old. And yeah. I'm like, dude, I could only pray to be in your kind of shape and movement.
I used to box with a 7-year-old. We would hit each other to the body. Just go to the body. Pop, pop.
I think that you should drop it because he just said what is at the core of this. And it's very vulnerable from Sam. He's intimidated by your dad's granular expertise, which is still bullshit because he's a lizard person.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I swear
there
my dad's not a
lizard
person.
I cannot fight with people's parents.
Yellen was grilled by Oklahoma GOP senator over the Biden administration's handling of the banking crisis, which saw the federal government offer a multi-billion-dollar bailout to Silicon Valley Bank. After a bank run left it without enough cash to back up hundreds of millions of dollars of its clients' deposits. Most of these deposits were not insured. To address the crisis, U.S. bank regulators announced a plan last weekend to fully insure all deposits at SVB, as well as the crypto-friendly Signature Bank. This would cover all deposits above the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp's insured limit of $250,000. Federal officials said the plan would be paid for by a special levied on all FDI institutions. Okay. While all banks would be required to pay for the plan, Yellen said under questioning Thursday that it would not apply to every bank because it couldn't. They don't have the money. She said the federal government would extend the privilege only to troubled banks whose failure would have a profound impact on the U.S. financial system.
Yeah, nice way to say.
But that's what we can afford.
Oh, my God,
uninsured deposits, Yellen said, would be covered only if a failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk and significant economic and financial consequences. Yeah. Because otherwise you have over-regulation, and those small banks cannot compete.
I mean, it's just like I can't argue with this.
Small regional banks cannot compete with those kind of regulations.
Sam,
you are speaking from ignorance.
I cannot.
So what do you want to do? So what's your answer? So should we regulate? Should we regulate small banks? They can't compete.
We should regulate.
Regional banks can't compete that way.
We should have a system in place in which
we
our monetary money is backed by physical gold.
Oh my God. Are you talking about the gold standard?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I can't have this conversation.
So
can you play that? Can you play Fantasy
World? No, you can't call because for it.
If he's talking about the gold standard, that is adorable.
Oh, wait. I got a better one. So wait. So what you want all banking to be backed by the gold standard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going.
Because that's really fun.
Keep it going so Brian can hear what laughter sounds like. He hasn't heard it in a while.
That's a low blow. Your Honor, that is an outrage.
You got a yellow card there if you want.
What? What do I do? He can't say that about my comedy.
You got a yellow card there if you want. Oh, anyways.
I feel like it's a red card. I got to see some censor. That's outrageous. That is an outrage.
Can we move on?
Well, yes, we can move on.
Move on.
Move on.
The issue is that you guys are not actually.
Dude, I can actually see steam coming from his asshole.
I mean, drilling. I am outraged.
You're scatologically obsessed. And
yes, he is.
You're too preoccupied.
He's scatologically obsessed
with his O-ring. It's really revolting.
And he's obsessed with my O-ring.
Yeah. So
thank you. Somebody speaks the truth.
You guys are not arguing about the or debating the actual issue here, which is just that this is a wheat trap. It's gotten so out of control that the reality of gold-backed securities is very, very silly because we're just not there yet.
It's viable because both China and Russia are going trying to get back by gold.
Sam, no, they're not.
Yes,
Sam,
they are.
Sam.
Brian, they literally
Sam,
are.
Sam, that's
Brian,
adorable.
They literally are.
Sam,
they literally
please don't
are.
Compare Russia's
Brian,
economy.
Tons and tons of gold.
Don't compare Russia's one-crop economy with the United States, please. Don't talk about economy or science. You don't talk about banking, the economy, or science. You don't talk about any of that. You cannot.
How come I get this
because,
all the
because
time?
You, because
what is
there
this?
Aren't enough fingers on
what
my
are you,
hands.
A crossing guard?
Because there aren't enough fingers on my hands to point to you because you are all the subjects you can't talk about.
What's that?
You are not acknowledging that we're in this position because of a lack of regulation.
Thank
and
you.
Companies like Credit Suisse and SVB still pay out bonuses even though they failed categorically.
I totally agree on that.
It's a very, very, doesn't exist
it's a
at
very,
all.
It's a very delicate process.
Hold on, Brian.
When you have too much
Brian,
regulation.
Brian, the biggest thing I've ever asked is you should get what you've earned. And that is both positive and negative. Do you think that CEOs and people who run banks should get bonuses when their banks fail, which was a giant thing in 2008? They were like, wow, what do you mean we don't get our bonuses? You only get bonuses when you succeed, right?
So what the saying is, they're capitalist on the way up and socialist on 100%. The way down.
100%.
And all of them are like, well, yeah, no regulation, small government, the marketplace. We're market pirates. And all of a sudden, they're all left with their dicks in their hand. They go, Uncle Sam, where are you? I need help.
100%.
And so that is absolutely true. That you are a capitalist.
Do you believe in too big to fail?
You're a capitalist. And I do think that's a problem. That's a huge problem. My father talks about that. That's why I want to get him on.
Nope.
Because my dad is a guy who will articulate why that's a problem. And how and the different options we have as a banker, but you won't let me educate our listeners. You are selfishly putting up a wall, and my daddy can't get over the wall. And I'm sitting here in the garden with no coat on, and I'm wang.
Yeah.
And all I want is my bomb.
Yeah.
And he won't give me my daddy.
Big Mike is a big guy, and that just goes to show how big of a wall you've put up. But I think that we've agreed on this.
That I'm right.
No. That there is an issue with banking, whether or not we agree on the
okay, next
the cure is
can I go back to removed. Yeah, so what? I don't know what kicked this off, but go on.
Well, here's the thing, Sam, about banking, and you would agree with this. So you believe in the marketplace. You believe
we moved
in,
on.
You believe in the marketplace, right? You
we
believe,
moved on.
You believe in capitalism in the marketplace, pretty much, don't you?
Yeah.
The trick is how much socialism, how much capitalism in the banking system. You know what I mean? Like if you have a banking system that is like truly unregulated, which some people call for, and then other people call for a lot of regulation, right? Like I don't know enough about where the middle ground is, but it seems that when you had a total lack of regulation, you have these major crashes, right? You have crashes like the Great Depression. You have crashes like these other things. When you have too much regulation, the economy seems to, the bankers can't, nobody can make any money. So you can't, banks can't lend. They can't do all kinds of things. So I don't know, man. So one of the biggest things they said is that,
man, we had a perfect jumping off to a new point.
Well, you can't. It's a complicated problem.
It is a complicated
and
problem.
And you're saying you. That
can
the
we
big
leave
banks
it at that?
You said yesterday that the path of Christ is probably the most moral and ethical way to walk through life,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there anything more antithetical to that path than the way a
Oh, you mean the guy
operates.
That literally got killed for, according to the story, got killed for telling people not to do usury? Is that what you're telling me? That guy? Well, yeah, I'd like to bring Big Mike on and Jesus Christ and have them have a nice conversation about banking.
Usury is haram. It's haram in the Islamic religion. It's not kosher It is true that Christ went into the, when they were lending money in the temple.
Yeah.
He called them a brood of vipers and overturned their tables.
Yep.
Yep.
And then that got him in trouble.
We need Christ-like regulations. I think we can all agree.
Hold
on.
Go on. Wait. Goes back to the bankers.
Oh, I've said that forever. The same people that killed Jesus, killed Julius Caesar, killed JFK.
It's an interesting.
Same groups.
The bankers.
Yeah.
Money is the root of all evil.
I love them.
Or as I like to call them, the Phoenicians, the black nobility, the worshipers of the watchers, the Molochians. I can just keep going anytime.
The killers of Christ.
The killers of Christ.
This is one of those fingers that he gets to point at you because you don't know enough about what he's
You don't know
about.
Enough about
Sam
about
gets-
hidden history, the Babylonian black magic, right. Babylonian money magic,
right.
Okay,
yeah.
And the true origins of the world.
Don't give me the
and,
thumb.
Yeah.
Don't give me the thumb.
You're
no.
out.
As long as you point this way and you don't turn it, palm down because then we'll have a problem. I like chef-prepared meals.
I love... Listen, dude.
I don't like cooking, though.
I'm not the best cook, okay? So when I can get some... When I get a meal put together, pre-made, I love
it. And brought to your door?
Yeah.
Leaves you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list?
Yeah.
All right? But
yeah.
You want a gourmet meal? You want to look and feel your best for warmer weather with calorie-smart meals? All right?
Factor.
Too busy to cook? Factor.
Factor.
Fresh, never frozen. They're ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy as delicious flavor-packed meals, okay? You can go keto, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, protein plus options in the menu each week, prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. They got 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options. There's always something new to try. So you can enjoy meals any time of the day with breakfast options like egg bites, smoothies, you can get replenished stuff, snack supplier with assortment of 45 add-ons.
Damn.
Yep.
That's a lot. So here's what I want you to do, guys. Head to factormeals.com/CSC50 and use the code CS50 to get 50% off.
That's crazy.
Come on
That's
now.
Crazy. That's
off
crazy.
Your first box. That's 50%
We're like
off
Santa
your
Claus. Book. We're like Santa Claus.
We really are. That's CSC50 at factormeals.com/CSC50 to get 50% off your first meal box.
Factor. Well, ButcherBox, I'm obsessed with.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's the best. It's truly the best meat.
I love meat.
I think that, I honestly, like whether it's their hamburgers, their chicken breast, anything that they have, anything, their fish, it's all the best tasting meat. You have to try it. It's all about the meat. It really is. Look.
Tender.
I think I've been eating ButcherBox now for 6 years, seven years.
Yeah.
It's high quality meat and seafood that you can get, and it's delivered right to your door.
To your door.
Okay. Get free chicken nuggets for a year. Okay.
My kids
and
love 20, chicken nuggets.
$20 off your first box when you sign up today. Okay. How about that?
How about that?
Let's start there.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's a 22-ounce bag of gluten-free, gluten-free chicken nuggets gluten-free. In every order for a year when you sign up with butcherbox.com/CSC. Butcherbox.com/CSC.
Use the code CSC. The code CSC, guys.
I'm telling you, my guarantee is I think it is the best meat that you can buy, and it's delivered right to your door. It comes in a box, and it's a lot of meat, too. It's a lot. Grass-fed sirloin steaks.
Oh.
It's all amazing. Their hamburgers, everything. I remember the first time I ate their hamburgers, I was like, damn, this is so good.
So, guys, claim this deal at butcherbox.com/CSC and use the code CSC.
All right, something we can all agree on is the danger with Candida auris.
Yeah. I mean, so Brian, can I just have a moment to kind of take you through this?
Yeah, this is very strange because I keep seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like another...
Everything, we live in a giant haunted house, right? We live in a haunted house. This is where we live. And there's a giant production going on.
Yep.
And everybody you think is on your side is most likely a limited hangout,
yep,
like Project Veritas, okay? And they just had this amazing situation where they got this doctor, this gay doctor is trying to get man-assed by bragging about all the deadly viruses he's got. We're making so many deadly... Hold on, let me go. No, you can't pull a yellow card. He got all these deadly viruses, and then Project Veritas just happened to get him saying all that crazy stuff, like, because, you know, that's totally what you say at a date when you're trying to get man-butt, right? And then the next
Let me finish this. He's obsessed with anal sex.
And then, like, Project Veritas is such an amazing, deep, investigative journalism, and that, you know, the head of Pfizer said, I guess we got a cop to it. We got a cop to this the next day with zero resistance. Oh, he got us good, yeah. We're definitely weaponizing these viruses for sure. Oh, man, God. And we're not doing it. The government's telling us to do it. So what happens when you do that? You have all these ducks lined. What you're doing is you're, one, validating this, that there's deadly viruses out there. And what does that do? That makes you believe that another pandemic is fucking possible. And what does a pandemic do? They're trying to push this WHO World Pandemic Treaty, which would supersede our Constitution. I'm just telling you, this stuff all is setting up that another pandemic is going to come, and it's just going to get out of hand, and the people who totally lied to us before are going to lie to us again. I'm done. I don't need to go on a journey, bro.
But this, I do like where Sam's going in this. Yeah. I actually do like the idea that it does seem like all of a sudden this deadly fungus is a story that the mainstream media needs to go with because, hey, there are sick, elderly, weakened immune system people who are dying of a fungus. They're also dying of a lot of other shit. But we found a bad guy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're talking about a fungus. Did it just happen to appear now?
Yeah.
And this is crazy. And it's raging through certain parts of California. What?
Yeah.
And I have super skeptical hippo eyes the way Sam does. And I do think that if you can push this story long enough, you're going to need treatments for this. And you're going to need preventative treatments for this, and you're going to need, and there's a lot of money in fungus because pharmaceutical companies now vie for contracts with hospitals, et cetera. And they can designate certain areas, a place that need this treatment, that treatment, people that come in here. So there's a shitload of money when Pfizer is also your biggest sponsor as a news organization. So I can see this lateral cooperation.
Brian, you really got to look into this WHO world treaty that they want.
That's another thing.
This is supposed to suspend the Constitution to deal with another pandemic.
So I have two things to say that I forgot to tell you about.
Okay.
Did I bring this up about Fauci?
Is it going to be about the banks?
No, it's about Fauci and a theory that I'm surprised you conspiracy guys haven't picked up on. So There is, here's a conspiracy. Here's a conspiracy for you. I think you'll like it. Are you a hippo?
Yeah.
Sam has skeptical hippo eyes, and I haven't even uttered
because a you're saying word. There's a conspiracy that we conspiracy theorists have not seen.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's talk about Fauci's denial about gain of function research.
Okay.
Gain of function research, I'm not a virologist, but from what I understand, is essentially taking a virus and making it actually more lethal, typically more lethal in humans by manipulating its genes. Okay. Now, the EcoHealth Alliance was what the NIH gave money to, the EcoHealth Alliance, this small organization, then sponsors gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. The board members of the EcoHealth Alliance happen to be people who have been involved in pharmaceutical, virology, immunology for a long time. They're big, big players, and they're on the board. Doesn't make a lot of sense. There is a theory that Fauci is the head of NIAID, which is the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Allergies is not really something to worry about. Infectious diseases is. And they think that Fauci has lied and Fauci is presenting as something like this, who didn't want anybody knowing it was a lab leak, because Fauci may very well be actually in charge of or working with or involved in biological warfare in coming up with viruses that his real job is to be one of the scientists or the heads of biological research, biological weapons research, right? So gain of function, this Wuhan lab thing was maybe one of those projects that, and now of course that it's been leaked from the lab and it was an American PSYOP, that would blow the cover on everything. It's kind of an interesting theory, I thought, okay? But here's the other thing that I think is really scary. I know a guy who's a very smart guy, and he has a lot of knowledge on nuclear technology and biological weaponry.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, really smart. And he said to me, "We're dead." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "No one is talking about the fact that we all share one atmosphere. Russians, Americans, Chinese, we may be different countries, we share one atmosphere. And we are able now more and more to miniaturize thermonuclear technology." They just arrested a 17-year-old kid who took the filament from smoke detectors and created a small nuclear reactor. And once we are able to push a nitrogen molecule into a helium molecule, which we can with a large, you know, bomb, once we're able to miniaturize that, and it becomes cheaper for everyone to do so, and now every country has a miniaturized version of that. Now add one more thing. Do you know about CRISPR-Cas9, which is gene editing? So there's these ideas that you can take a lion and mix it with a dog and crazy stuff, right? It's going to be very promising for diseases. Christina Doudna, who was the actual creator of this with a team, said, "We need a global pause here. And the reason we need a global pause, everybody, is because you can do this with a lion and a chicken. You can also do it with a virus. And you can take a virus like COVID-19 and make it even more deadly, and more deadly than you can imagine in a lab. And it's becoming cheaper and cheaper. And so when we have enough people who can do this in their backyard garage, which we will be able to, we are going to have people making viruses that are so deadly. And if the right one gets loose on the earth, COVID is going to look like we're going to look back and laugh. So with the combination of miniaturized nuclear weaponry and CRISPR-Cas9 with viruses and bacteria, we could all die within 30 years. And that's somebody who is really keyed in with government and all this stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sam?
I mean, it's probably going to be a combination of like acid rain along with polar bears dying and
okay, you are so crazy today,
Antarctica melting.
I have a short femur bone, which is one of the reasons that I'm never going to be happy.
Yeah.
So my femur bone belongs on a man who's 5'7" and I'm 5'11".
Right.
So if you want to know why I really am never happy and why I have big problems in general, it's because of my short femur bone.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a longer femur bone. And I'm a happy.
You're probably
dude.
Going pro.
I go pro. Oh, with my fast muscle, with my fast switch muscle ratio.
You got Twitch?
Oh, I'm dunking. I'm stupid. But because my mother's side.
Yeah.
My
By the
Sicilian
way, that always happens. Dad is huge. Mom is tiny. Kids come out medium.
Curse me with this bullshit. Curse me with these bullshit legs.
We
These are
you
bullshit
that,
legs.
We give you that Ronan Farrow surgery if you want.
No, I
oh,
want.
Oh yeah, bro.
No, I want. I
Let's
want.
Start GoFundMe for you.
I'm not doing
long
it.
Legs.
I'm not doing it. I want to be able to grow naturally my legs longer.
Really quickly. So he just laid out something.
Yeah.
You just were quiet a bunch, and
it's called listening.
I didn't cut to you. Well, let's talk about listening. You pulled your phone out. I didn't cut to you because I don't want the audience to see how rude that is. But
so
you
rude.
Pulled your phone out.
I said
out.
To see what time it was.
You had to see what wear a watch, and I think the time's up there. But you're contributing nothing to this Armageddon like hypothesis.
Well, he's talking about viruses.
Out.
He's talking about nuclear bombs. You know my opinion on it.
So nuclear bombs and viruses don't exist?
I'm not saying that there isn't.
Oh, that's right. Okay, got it.
There isn't a form of maybe a nuclear, some sort of nuclear thing. I 100% they didn't drop bombs in World War II. I mean, that's the most laughable
hold
thing
on,
ever.
Hold on.
Yeah, they didn't drop bombs.
This is so beautiful.
Okay.
So uranium, Oppenheimer and the Manhattan Project.
Uranium, is it like you can eat uranium? You'll be fine. Okay.
Oppenheimer.
Virus. Thank you. See, hey, Brian, see how easy I get laughs? You should try it once in a while. Okay.
Your Honor.
Skim the red, dude.
Oh, am I out? Am I done?
He's out of here, man.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with
this. Do we
have
any other stories? Let's have a final story.
No, not anymore.
We do. You're on a timeout, though. That's what the red card.
Why am I in timeout?
That's what the red card means. I think it
What's
means
the
30,
timeout?
30-second timeout.
30 seconds? That's all he gets after insulting me?
You guys are both on the
Give
show.
Give him 2 minutes.
No, I get 30 seconds.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where people were vaporized, was a atomic bomb. We have thermonuclear bombs, which is where you take a nitrogen molecule and push it into a hydrogen molecule or that's what creates a thermonuclear reaction.
We have another story.
Okay, let's go.
Brian did say something extremely incorrect. No one's talking about how we share an atmosphere. Actually, there is somebody who's talking about that. His name's Al Gore.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Brian, you should get together with Al Gore.
Al Gore, this stuffed shirt.
Okay. So,
that guy's such a donut.
I don't know if you're really aware of what a limited hangout is. Sam's been talking about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy community is now on to Elon, who is in the Central Intelligence.
Yeah, 100%.
So let's go through this thread, which kind of
Elon Musk went to a gala with a jacket that said New World Order.
Oh, that means he's a CIA guy.
Brian,
if you're the number one contractor with the DOD, does that mean you're in? The number one in the world contractor. Are you in?
He's the number one contractor.
Or is he an outsider?
He's the number one contractor with the DOD.
Brian, do you think he's an outsider that's an insider?
Do you believe that he is embedded in the Department of Defense, Brian?
I think he has a lot of money, and so I am sure he has that, but that has nothing to do with him being a CIA operative. That's hilarious. Like, what are we talking about?
Thank you.
Okay.
My friend was on the board of
DARPA.
Are you
going to play that?
Well, no, we don't need to. It was the assistant to the former Secretary of Defense saying that they were doing a lot of work with Elon.
Elon also got low interest loans to start Tesla from the Department of Energy.
No, he didn't start Tesla. You're just like unbelievable.
Let's just play it.
Where do you get your news from? The back of a bazooka gum? Is that where you get your news from?
Yeah.
Candyland?
Hey, he
Unbelievable. Elon got a loan to start a business that I was already running when he bought it.
Yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable.
What's your favorite publication? The Cracker Jack Times?
Yay! Yeah. Hey, everybody's got Brian's had a bad
I have day. Short legs. Nobody lets me call my daddy, and I'm getting attacked.
Go okay. Play this.
So when I was over at DOD, we gave this guy...
That's Department of Defense.
Yeah, sorry.
Or DOD.
Yeah. He is doing some cool stuff in space and everything. He's doing a ton of stuff that you would think is so global. He is literally launching this thing called Satlink, which almost no one knows about, but he's been building for 5 years, which is free Wi-Fi for the world.
Which is amazing.
The world.
It's going to change everything.
There again, no one's talking about it. You think the Democrats would be championing this, like, oh, I can be in Central Sahara, Africa, and get Wi-Fi on my $3 million phone.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not. And if you've actually watched one of these satellite link uploads, it's like a string of pearls being dropped in the night sky.
Okay, so... You know, there's
he's the number one DOD contractor.
Wait, let me watch that.
No, we're not watching. So Fox what's
wrong
News.
With what's wrong with what he what's wrong with that?
It's just we needed to see if you believe that he was embedded with DOD. It
means nothing. Okay. DOD is the richest man in the world.
You're just so crazy. Next up, Well, I mean, another dude, point just
is that we've covered this, but Elon is wearing satanic suits of armor with Baphomet.
Yeah, Baphomet. Now Baphomet's interesting. There's this whole talk that maybe Baphomet is neither good nor evil, right, that he is whatever you use him for, chaotic and they've been neutral. Demonized him. I think Baphomet is one of the four fallen angels, which is Moloch, Lucifer. I think Baphomet's in there. Lucifer is not Moloch. Moloch is what everybody thinks Satan is. Satan doesn't exist. Satan is just something a bunch of fucking Dungeons and Dragon dorks created so they can bang
Satan.
Fat goth
Satan is nothing.
It's a name that was given to this thing that the Catholic Church made up.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to get into demons, and we're not going to get into Elon Musk because he wore something for Halloween.
Well, okay.
Okay, well, go down. Go right there. Three, Elon Musk is a Pentagon contractor.
So what?
Okay. So what? All right.
So what does that mean, Fed? What are you talking about?
I mean, you're just...
You don't even know what that means.
Well, this is interesting. His ex-partner, Grimes. Brian, do you know who Grimes' parents are?
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Like, guys...
Brian, guys, you are in denial.
He's the
and
richest
denial,
man in the world.
Who is
guys,
this?
He's the richest man in the world.
Is that Sandy Grassano?
That is Grimes' mother and her father.
This is hilarious.
Her mother is, wow.
You, they talk about like trying to attack. Like
Brian
like,
is you, so
you,
cute.
Hey, Sandy,
Brian
you,
is so cute.
Do you practice you numerology so as well?
Yeah, Brian, they all do, okay? That's what you don't understand. These occult momos over here, okay?
They're occult.
These occult momos, all right, they're all into astrology.
They're not into occult.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Oh, I can.
No, they're not. They don't believe in...
You are so dumb right there. You got a red card.
Can't go straight to red for that.
You can't go straight to red card.
No, that's
when you say something
power.
That stupid.
None of them, Your Honor, none of them are in the occult.
Brian,
you can't talk
I got
about MODOK.
We got... Can we end on something fun?
I got to get out of here.
Please do. I got to get out. We got to do some...
I think I won.
Brian, Steam. Brian, they use your butthole as the opening scene from Ninja Turtles. That's where the Ninja Turtles
crawl out of. I want to talk about
that.
He turns everybody into a bottom, and I think it's outrageous.
Okay.
And then he's like, I have nothing against
guys, if you love this show, give us a rating. Let us know what you think. We're trying to grow it. If you love it, share it.
40 to 50% of you are not subscribed, so please subscribe.
Please
to
subscribe.
The channel.
It doesn't. It's not gonna cost you money. Just hit the subscribe button.
Oh, also, new studio next week. Probably a new release date as well. So you'll see it drop, not on Saturday. We love you guys very much. Thanks for supporting us. Brian, can you say bye to the audience?
Bye, guys.
Please,
God. Stop texting your dad.
Sorry, everybody.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.